exercise change?
The beginning is always the hardest, and within the when we first started this, we had a 4-week program option that you could buy 4 weeks, then another 4 weeks, and so on. And we dropped doing that, and we dropped doing it because we found that too many people were at the end of week four. They were almost where everything seemed hard, but the benefits hadn't quite kicked in in a strong way. By the time they reach week eight, that they have. But it's let's make a commitment and let's say we're with you for 12 weeks.
And that really puts them on their way to sort of that sustainable long-term change.
It puts them on the way to the sustainable long-term change. And also, the first 4 weeks, there's quite a bit of self-awareness stuff with filling out a food diary and filling out an activity diary and chatting with a coach. But the implementation has only just started.
Right.
So there's been the tough bits, there's been the scary bits, but the benefits have only just beginning to come in. And, hey, everyone wants to have a better life, so you really need to wait, be a little bit patient for the benefits to happen.
Right, and that comes back to what you're saying before about that being that long-term investment rather than something short and sharp, which often doesn't work.
Well, it's not so much that it doesn't work as that it's self-derailing. You know, one of the things that research has shown quite strongly is that people who go on quick diets, that the hormone levels that suppress hunger go into a depressed state. And if you diet rapidly, and that depressed state can last a year or so. You know, two or three months into a diet like that, you start feeling really hungry because these hormone levels are increased, and you stay that way. So you're having to drive it from your mind. You're having to drive it from willpower constantly. So doing it step by step at a pace that doesn't make your body push the panic buttons about food is really important.